on the podcast. Happy Thursday. How's everyone doing out there? You know, listen, guys, we're almost seeing the end of this tunnel with this quarantine stuff.
I can see the end in sight.
The light is coming close and near. It's feeling nice and warm. I've been tanning every day. I'm getting ready to get outside.
Yeah, we're going through phases, right?
Yeah, we're going to do some.
In phase one? Is it start tomorrow?
It starts May 1st. But you know what that means, though? Curbside delivery. And the curbside pickup. That's what I meant.
Yeah, we're talking about
the dispensaries.
The dispensaries, yeah. So right now it's just delivery, right? But hopefully tomorrow you can just drive your butt over there. I think you got to make a reservation.
Pick it up.
Right? Pick it up in between whatever time your reservation is. And you can drive over there, pick it up yourself.
Yeah, grab it. So that's really good. It's good for the cannabis industry. It's good for the companies. It helps get a lot of people back to work.
People need to get back to work,
yeah,
right?
But yeah,
we got to do it in a responsible way.
Yeah, very responsible way. We need to be taking precautions. And, you know, we got to make sure that we don't get this thing to spike again. So got to smoothly do it. But I think it's looking like July 4th we're going to be kind of done with all this, I feel like.
Hopefully.
That's my speculation.
You know, I'm happy that people were able to get a margarita, you know, drive up and get a margarita, but you know, touche to our to Sisolak, right? To allowing the drive up for cannabis dispensaries too.
Yeah.
Puts a lot of people back to work, gets medicine more available to people. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. But it helps the patients. And that's what matters the most.
It does. That's what this whole thing is about.
That's what all this cannabis stuff is about, helping the patients. And today we have a great guest.
Medical story.
We have a great medical story. Sarah Swisner. I don't want to mess it up. The medical refugee, Rising Zebra on Instagram. Sarah, are you out there?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, Sarah.
Okay, sorry about that. So Sarah, listen, you know, curbside is now going to be allowed here in Nevada. Is that something that excites you? Something that's going to definitely help you getting medicine?
Definitely. Though I do hope that remain as necessarily get out of bed. I no longer am able to drive in my own bed. It's very difficult sometimes to get to the dispensary, and the accessibility that has happened has been amazing. Though some dispensaries have limited menus, and they won't tell you the terpenes that are in the products, so you can actually. So I hope that accessibility kind of extends to that as well, but also remains a delivery option for some of us.
That's great. No, that's awesome. And you know, for people that don't know you, you want to give a little background on your story and how you ended up in Las Vegas and the kind of the story behind the name Medical Refugee.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I moved to Las Vegas in August 18, and I have a condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and disorder. So it causes chronic muscle pain, joint pain, dislocation, which really affected my spine, and I had many injuries. I spent many years in my family, and there was no option for me. I was told there was no option for me by many doctors. And I came here January of 2018 to get married, and tried medical cannabis, and it was like a wave crashed into me, and the miracle, I was walking, and I had less pain than I felt in so many years, and I thought it was impossible for myself. In August 2018, we packed up our stuff, came down to Las Vegas and found the drive of the cannabis that allowed me to live my best life. People said this is possible.
Nice.
Yeah, I think your connection's just coming a little bit choppy, but just to kind of recap what she was saying, you know, she moved here from Wisconsin to Las Vegas for the medicine, and you know,
because you know you can't use it's not legal in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, no, it's not legal, and you know, there's no states around there where it is legal, right?
Yeah,
and
I know a ton of people who moved to Nevada to work in the industry, right? And that's sure for patients too, right?
Yeah,
to be able to get your medication.
So you're back, Sarah. Can you see us?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We can hear you. So you know, so you move out here. You said in 2018.
Yes, in August of 2018.
So you move out here in August 2018. Did you get into the industry? Working in the industry, what kind of path did the cannabis lead you on?
So for myself with my chronic illness, I cannot necessarily go into a regular job. So I really found a new passion with advocating for patients, advocating for what we need, the legalization of cannabis, but also the change that needs to happen in the medicinal markets where it comes to many companies knowing more about surgeries and blood tenders, understanding that this is how a patient can accurately get their medicine. This is something that we need in this industry. It's something I'm learning that is lacking exponentially, unfortunately. And it's something that I'm really striving to advocate for, and especially having people understand that, you know, we're not up for stones. I'm here to walk. I'm living my best life because of cannabis, and help break the stigma so more people can experience what I have.
Nice. And I've seen on your Instagram, and I, you know, we've met in person, you know, you write, and you know, you're doing the motivational speaking, and you're doing, you know, you're going on speaker circuits, as people like to call it. What events have you been at? What events, obviously, you know, with coronavirus, not a lot of events in the future, but what events have you been at, and what has been the overall message that you receive when talking at those events?
So I've been at CBD Iowa. I've also done USAC, and then I've written for Zale Magazine, and I've spoken on various podcasts, including BD Source Podcast, the Connor Popper Show. And for myself, really, the message that I want to strive the most is that there can be hope for tomorrow for somebody. There was a time that I didn't want tomorrow to happen, and the doctor said that was for me. And here I am, living proof that miraculous things for my body, and I'm able to live in a way I never thought I could again. And I want people to know that it could happen for them too, that it's not about getting high. This is medicine. I want you to be able to try it. And I strive to also make sure that legalization happens, because there's still states where people just live. And it's absolutely shameful and sickening that we are allowing suffering and there could be an option.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, coming from the Midwest, I guess, was that what was Wisconsin, Midwest?
I think barely.
Yeah. Right?
Barely.
Yeah. What's the perception there? You know, when you're telling family and friends that you're moving to Las Vegas to go, you know, use cannabis, what's that kind of conversation like?
Well, my husband and mother came with me earlier down here, and it's really just, you know, in Wisconsin, I used cannabis, and it's different than the legal grade, of course. It works completely different, whole different grade. But I was out there committing a crime, and was afraid to medicate, was afraid to get medicated. And really, honestly, the whole shame was lifted from me. It's like, I need this to be able to walk. I need this to be able to defend as life as I can. And I won't allow me to feel horrible. I do have a stepdaughter, you know, and we do kind of destigmatizing it and getting rid of the dare that she's been taught for so many years, and, you know, this drug is bad, teaching her that it is medicine. It's really a learning curve, for sure, especially for the people who take it.
Having a little trouble.
Yeah.
Having a little trouble there.
Yeah, we're having a little technical difficulties with the audio and the connection.
Paul, I apologize about that, Sarah. I think we could probably, you know, maybe come back to her later, maybe next time or something. But I think we can kind of dive into a little bit of what she was talking about and kind of what it represents, right? And mm-hmm. for me, it was like, it's another story about how somebody can kind of find their place in the cannabis community, right? And it's, you know, some people like to compare, for example, like, you know, the marijuana industry to the alcohol industry.
Right? Yeah.
And maybe from outside looking in, it kind of like there might be some similarities, right? Especially in the recreational part. But what makes cannabis so special to me and I think to millions of other people is the community, right? And what you've been able to kind of you know, find, right? As a patient, as a person being able to send their message out and speaking, you've been able to find all, you know, the people that you've been able to relate to, help, and all these things within cannabis, right? I think it's a glorious story, right? And I think that's what the medical patient stories kind of represent. And I think it's what makes this industry so important. Is your signal coming in any better? Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I can hear you guys great.
Okay, cool. and we lost her.
And we lost her.
You know what? Sometimes people, this is what happens, right? You're trying to produce these remote shows. Technology is going to be getting in the way. So I like to say, I like to call technology a bad significant other. I used to call it a bad girlfriend, but I realized that was sexist. So I started calling it bad significant other, you know. Sometimes.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, it's there when you need it sometimes. And then when you need it the most, it's not there. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, you know. I'm a wealth of information right here, just sitting right next to you.
Oh, you have all the JC Coates has all the answers, people. I forgot. I was sitting next to
you.
I'm God.
So old. I have stories that are, you know, could be entertaining.
Have you seen the Corona cut?
This is the new Corona cut.
This is the new Corona cut.
No hair. Don't care.
Rick. Oh, she's coming back in. Oh.
In Vegas, so maybe you can hear me. Okay.
It could be better out there.
Well, we'll get fire off one more question. Let's see if we can't make it work, Tony.
Yeah. So, looking forward as a patient in Nevada, what are you looking? You know, what do you think is needed or necessary to help patients get better access to medicine, and you know, an overall better situation for the patients here in Nevada?
Definitely. I think mobility is number one. For the majority of patients, the more we have, the less pain we have, the less seizures individuals have, the more quality of life somebody has. So when we can look at affordability, possibly for disability disabilities, now there's dispensaries in Vegas offer you this, which I get myself and I appreciate so much. And then in addition to that, it's knowledge about this is how one can accurately pick their medicine, also experience for a recreational user. And it's not something that's known about, not but tenders and patients alike. I was very blessed. I had an allergy from the beginning who introduced me to mercy and saving my life in ways I never thought possible. And yet here we, you know, oh, sorry, the wind knocked me for a second. But, you know, Mercy is doing amazing things for me. And if I would have strained, for example, with, you know, Lyme, it wouldn't have made such a drastic difference in my life.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we heard some of it.
I think I got the message, which was essentially what she was trying to say is that, you know, better information, right? Getting, you know, making sure that the people are informed
For the patients, right?
Yeah, for the patients. Yeah. Well, they need to be more informed because obviously immersing helps her the best, right?
Yeah.
Helps her walk better. It helps her with her symptoms. So,
I like immersing too.
Are you a big fan?
I'm a Mercine fan, yes.
Have you tried the Happiest Hour companion shot?
It's a straight Mercine shot.
And she's back. So, yeah, is that essentially what you were saying? You know, essentially, you know, better information, access to information for the medical patients to the bud tenders so that they're well aware of what's going on and making sure that they're treating people with the right products?
Definitely. It's crucial. I have people, you know, I go into the dispensaries and they say, well, take the highest THC possible. That's not what my body thrives. And we need to take more time to actively help the patients pick the right. And, you know, I buy recreational myself. It's not everyone's bed. We need to help people choose the right experience and the right medicine at the same time.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. Because, I mean, what she's talking about is, you know, people, you know, we talk about it all the time. Everybody's a patient, right? And so somebody comes in, they're like, oh, I want something to go to sleep, or I want something with pain or something like this. And if we can communicate the terpenes, right, if we're educated on what kind of cannabis we're actually selling, making, and what effects it has to patients, then we can properly educate that to them during the buying experience at the stores. That's what I heard, too.
Sarah, listen. We really appreciate your time. Before we lose you here, let's have you plug everything that you're doing, everyone that you're working with, your Instagram, where can they find you, how can they talk to you, all that good stuff.
Really, so you can find me over at @rising_Sarah. I share about chronic illness, life, cannabis, education. You can find an array of things over on my page. And then every Thursday, we do Terpene Thursday. learn about an individual cuisine, really deep dive into the smell, where you can find it in natural foods, because, I mean, mangoes have mercy, right? We can get this stuff everywhere. And then also all the benefits that it has as well. So find me over at @rising_Eva, and let's learn about cannabis together and how to fight the stigma together.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. Really appreciate it. Keep fighting the good fight for the patient, and we'll be supporting you here. And, we'll, you know, with anything you need, let us know.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I heard you mention the happiest hour shots. I love those as well. I just tried them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sarah was also my 420 giveaway winner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she got a 1/2 ounce of the culture and cannabis product. She got some Harmonious CBD. Nice. She got the companion shots. She got some palms. Nice. And a $50 gift card to Smoked.
Nice.
How was the barbecue?
It was awesome food. I definitely recommend that. I've been looking for good barbecue from Vegas, from Wisconsin. And it's very, very, very delicious.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good pair. Thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah, it's a good pair. The culture and cannabis weed with the Smoked barbecue. Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. We appreciate it. What?
Nothing.
Just the amount of plugs I just hit? Or what?
Yeah, that was great. That was great. I mean, listen, the medical stories, we're going to be coming out with more of these, right? And they've always been really important to us. I talk about them all the time. I think we're going to come out with a lot more content of some stuff that's going to come out for the patients.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff. We're trying to work with, you know, organizations such as Nevada Normal and a bunch of other nonprofits, and work with the dispensaries to help these patients, work with, you know, help the good fight, right? You know, there's so many different things. There's so many different cogs in the wheel when it comes to cannabis, from the legislative side all the way down to the consumer side. So there's a lot that happens in between, and a lot of people don't see that, but all those things affect each other, and it's like a butterfly effect. You know, it starts with legislation, and then it works all the way down to the consumer, and unfortunately the patient sometimes.
Well, yeah, sometimes the patients suffer, and, you know, sometimes the patients get taken advantage of, patients get forgotten.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important for us to not let that happen, and do, you know, not pretend that we can solve all the problems, but participate in the solution, right? And not turn a blind eye to it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing we can do. It's the only thing we can do is not turn a blind eye to it. But
I've been seeing you in some eating videos.
I was like, well, how do I transition blind eye into food? But I'm happy that you just cut straight to it. Yeah, we've been making some food videos.
We have been making some food videos.
We started this new thing called Culture Is, and we're doing Culture Is Food, Culture Is Music, and Culture Is Art. Those are just the first three. It can go into a lot deeper stuff. But
why are we doing all that?
You know, because I feel like we talk a lot about cannabis, mm-hmm. and I think it's good to talk about the culture. And I think our good third partner, Chuck, we actually have four partners, but three of the four partners, Chuck was like, listen, guys, we should be doing some more cool stuff. And so mm-hmm. he came with this idea, but doing Culture Is, and we're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we're rocking and rolling. We just got done with episode number 2 with Chiba Hut. First episode was Pizza Zone. Go check that out. That's on our YouTube, both our Instagrams, Culture and Cannabis Instagram, Facebook. Tons of places you can go watch it at. Episode number 2 is going to be with Chiba Hut on Sahara. That was a really good time. Really awesome food. And then it's looking like we're going to be doing some home episodes. We got some friends. Restaurants that we'll be reviewing here pretty soon. So yeah, I'm really excited about all this stuff. And then as time prevails and we get out this quarantine, we're gonna be able to do some music stuff and some more art stuff, and hopefully get back to doing some events, people, because that's how we started doing it companies. Yeah. I forgot that we're an event company through this whole time.
Well, you know, you gotta adapt, improvise, overcome through all this.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, as things clear, we're looking to do some events. Hopefully. Closer, you know, towards the end of the summer, fall. Nothing's set in stone by any means, but we want to be proactive, and we want to help lead the way back into society. We obviously want to be very precautious about how we do everything. We want to make sure that we're following all the guidelines. But at the same time, you know, we also want to get back to normal life.
Yeah.
We want to start getting things back to, you know, back together, getting communities back together, and continue building on what we were building before this all happened.
Yeah, and I think that you know, the general consensus with us is, you know, what are we going to do, right? What is the future for us and our events? And I think, you know, right now is basically, you know, we're waiting for the guidelines to be lifted, right? We're not, we want to be the leaders and the ones to kind of lead us out, be the, you know, the ones that saying, hey, it's, you know, it's okay or whatever, but we want to do it in a responsible way. So what does that mean, right? So it looks like as the guidelines get lifted and as they're completely lifted, maybe we'll look at like 60 days to 90 days after that, just to make sure that everybody's safe, that when we do bring the community back together, that everybody can be confident that it's going to be a good experience and you know, worthwhile to get out for everyone.
Yeah, you know? And they're going to be, you know, we really want to go back to the basics and focus on our, you know, on our community. And that's something that me and JC have been talking about, you know, something that JC's been preaching since day one. It's always about the community. It's about, you know, the culture.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to really heavily focus on the culture for these events. These, you know, these won't be big headliner names like we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. These are going to be more locally focused. And we think that, you know, we're gonna be able to do some awesome things and bring some people together and get this show back on the road.
Yeah, get you know, because we need it, right? People need to get back to work. And,
yeah.
You know, this is a really rough time for a lot of people, and you know, we can't forget that. And but you know, this too shall pass.
Yeah, this too shall pass. And but in the meantime, we've been doing a bunch of shit. I mean, we've been rocking and rolling. We dropped some new SKUs.
We did drop some new SKUs.
We got some eighths and some quarter packaging now, and some new bags. I wish I had some here that I could show the camera, but our listeners can't see it anyway. So, yeah. People that listen on the audio, they're super sick. People that are actually watching, sorry I didn't bring the bags.
They're on our Instagram.
They're on our Instagram. Go check them out. They're gorgeous. They're these black bags, hand drawn by our third partner Chuck once again. Yeah.
They're the sickest packaging in the game in Nevada. Go check them out. Go to the dispensary. Ask for the Culture and Cannabis flower, brought to you by Solaris. It's available in quarters, eighths, half ounces,
pre-rolls, and we're working on some other products, people.
Yeah,
it's a process doing this cannabis stuff. A lot of people don't, you know, think it's like, you know, you just get going, you know, you have some money, you just start a company. No, it's not like that at all by any means. It's lots of hoops, lots of jumping, you know, figuring out different angles. So, but we're excited. We're going to be doing some really cool stuff, some old school stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be good for the culture.
For the culture stuff.
For the culture. Some stuff that I don't think is really in the market right now.
So about 45 days.
About 45 days.
45
roughly,
days.
Roughly. If you want to put a number on it.
Yeah.
You watch any good shows lately? I haven't really even talked with you. I mean we talked about Tiger King.
Nah, I don't watch TV.
I've been such a liar. I go to his house anytime this motherfucker has CNN on, watching, getting all this propaganda shit thrown at him. It's crazy.
No, I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm just on the hustle, man. I'm just grinding. We're putting the new products together. Man, listen, I've been on the entrepreneurial journey for a long time, and it was just services. I was out in the market selling services.
Yeah.
This year, I've had the opportunity to sell products, and it's been a dream come true.
It's been honestly, you know, interesting, right? You know, going from helping people manage their own companies to, you know, managing yours and the decisions that you have to make. And, you know, sometimes you implement marketing initiatives and you don't realize how expensive they are until you actually have to pay for them.
Right.
And I think it's interesting, you know, the different point of view. But I've been watching some fucking TV.
What have you been watching?
Shout out to Ryan Patton over at Kenton Solaris for recommending Midnight Gospel.
Midnight Gospel.
And I listened to a podcast about it this morning, actually. I was on my walk.
See, now they're making TV shows with the after TV shows and the TV show podcast.
It's crazy. Honestly, we might start cartooning our podcast. I mean, I don't know why not. Talking about stories.
Might as well. You're pretty cartoonish already.
Just very animated. Rick's laughing at me here at the studio.
Let's wrap it up.
Should we wrap it up?
I think we're going to wrap it. Who we got next week? Who's coming in next week? Let's talk about next week.
We don't have anyone scheduled for next week. Yeah, we do, but I'm not gonna tell you.
It's going to be a super surprise.
Super surprise. Someone near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, including ours, especially JC's.
That's it.
That's Culture and Cannabis. I don't even know what episode we're on, but it doesn't matter because we're rocking and rolling with these episodes. If you don't subscribe on our YouTube channel, go subscribe. If you're not subscribed on Apple Podcasts, go subscribe there. If you're on Spotify, go subscribe there. Go check out our website. We sell a bunch of merch now. We sell, you know, it's called the cncco.shop.
Yeah.
We have new t-shirts. Me and JC are going to be modeling pretty soon. We just got some gear ordered. We're really hyped about.
We're making new content. We're making more content than anybody in the marketplace right now.
And it's going to be cool.
If you're bored sitting at home, go check out all the new content.
I just made a video, how to roll a joint. If you don't know how to roll a joint, go check that out. That's all over on my Instagram.
We just dropped a harvest video.
Just dropped a new harvest video. New harvest is coming out. And I think that's about it. I'm Fulltime Tony. You can find me at Fulltime Tony on Instagram. This is JC. You can find him at JC.Coats on Instagram. And that's the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Peace out.
Peace.